roof is going to work, it's almost number 50. Number 50, well, there's probably permanent, see, you have to elevate the base. The place you marked it, this number is 684. And that is the song happens, the song was a foot head, and there's all of our lessons, but it's all about the song to the right. And all the words.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through, my treasure's running on.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful to be children of yours. We're so thankful for this group that's gathered here tonight to study your word. We are reminded by our study that we need to be focused on you and not on the world, and to realize that this world is not our home. Help us to live in such a way that we're always focused on you and our desire to be with you in eternity. Please help us as we are examples to those around us of what a Christian should be, and help us to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to spread the good news of the gospel with others. Please help us as we strive to serve you every day, to study your will and to become more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to always have a desire to grow and be more spiritually minded. And we're so thankful for this church and those that gather here together on a regular basis and their love for you and love for one another. Help us to grow in our relationships with one another, and help us to grow spiritually and in number. Please be with us as we continue in our service tonight, and please be with the speaker, and help us to listen attentively and learn more and more about your will for our lives. Please be with us. Thank you for your Son, who gives us the ability to be forgiven of our sins, and help us to live so that heaven can be our home. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good evening. Tonight, I would like to take a moment to talk about a couple things that can help us while we're waiting on the Lord's timing. I've spoken before in my talks about the need to wait on the Lord's timing and that it will all happen in the Lord's timing. But I ran across an article about a couple different things that can help us in that waiting, and I'd like to go through those thoughts tonight. We can often find ourselves longing for the next chapter, when in reality the Lord knows what's best for us, and His timing is perfect and everything. Even if it's hard for us to wait for, and it might not be in the timing that we would like for things to happen. I'd like to talk about five different ways that could help us to find patience while we're waiting on God's timing. If you would turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, I'll read from there in just a moment. So the first one on the list was fervent prayer. Pray a lot. One of the best ways that we can find patience is to pray. And we need to let prayer be our rock and guide. We need to pray for patience and fortitude through the waiting. We need to pray for our next steps to be revealed and our part in things and how we're able to move things forward. And we also need to pray that our hearts are open to anything God might have us learn along the way. Often when we're frustrated, our first thought isn't necessarily go to prayer, but as you develop this habit, you kind of develop a dependence on it, and as we should, and waiting becomes easier when you have communication with the Lord. So in Philippians chapter 4, I'd like to read verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The second thing I'd like to talk about is reading the Scriptures. When we stay in the Scriptures, especially in seasons of waiting, we can find great peace in that. If you would turn to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Often what feels like waiting to us, or a season of waiting to us, if you will, is often a season of preparation. It could be that our hearts need some work, or that God's moving things in other areas to prepare our way. But we need to trust in that the Lord hears us. And when we stay in the Scriptures, that keeps us grounded to God's plan and His promises that He always keeps. When we're waiting, daily reminders of God's faithfulness will sustain you. And reading of His power and His plans will fill our hearts with hope. Studying others who endured seasons of waiting remind us that none of the struggles that we have here are unique to us. And we can find great peace in that there's nothing new under the sun. And in Romans 15, just the first four verses here. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Scriptures can be very comforting for us, especially in times where we feel like we're waiting. The third thing was to surrender to the process. And I'll be reading from Psalm if you want to turn that direction. Psalm 37. Change is a process that takes time, especially any kind of significant change or permanent change in our life. And when God is working on a change in our lives or carrying us through a challenge, it may take time to fully work through that process. We need to do our best not to fight that process, but to surrender to God's word, surrender God's will into our hearts, and allow God to lead us in everything. Psalm 37, verses 4 through 9. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The fourth thing on that list was to consider the lessons that are there for us while we're waiting. We need to look for the purpose in our waiting and evaluate that, or if we have some work to do to prepare for the next season. Is God working in our hearts? We need to use this time that we feel like we're waiting to consider the lessons before us and submit to God's work in our own lives. If we need to deal with sin, we need to confess and turn away from our old ways. If we need to do some forgiving, we need to do the hard work to let go and to forgive. If we need to rid our hearts of stubborn habits or beliefs, we should use this time where we feel stuck or like we're not moving forward to really evaluate these things and allow God to carry out His work through us, however that may be, whether it's changing ourselves or our situations around us changing. If you were turned back to Romans chapter 5 this time. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Yeah. So considering the lessons that we might have set out for us and what that might be able to bring to us as we go through those trials and tribulations. The last thing that was on that list was that we need to focus on our blessings. Above all, we need to find the joy in the blessings and where and with whatever we find ourselves with at the time. Instead of focusing on where we're going, where we want to be, we need to focus on the bountiful blessings that we have all around us. And we should acknowledge and appreciate those. Even if the season that you're in is dark and stormy, that is especially a time to be vigilant about acknowledging our blessings. Something else we should think about is where else can you be a blessing to others in your waiting season? Who can you pray for and encourage? Where can you spend your time to lay up treasures in heaven, as we talked about tonight? And most importantly, in this waiting, we need to ensure that our hearts are right with the Lord. He's laid out a plan for us through His Son and His Son's sacrifice that we can rest in, no matter what waiting we might go through here, what chapter we might feel like we're stuck in here. This reassurance is only offered to us, though, by the perfect covering of Jesus Christ's blood and through baptism. And it's then that, we're to walk a new light and the light of the Word and shining God's light through us. If that's a decision that you haven't made tonight, then we are promising no other time than right now. Or if there's anything else that we can help you live to devote your life to Christ, or anything that we need to pray for, we please ask that you come forward and make that known as we stand and sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washing the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless, or are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed.
I'll leave this in our prayer.
Let us pray. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this opportunity that we've been able to meet together and study the Word, and studying in particular how to have your Word in our hearts so that we can have you as foremost and the only true focus, in that any of the other things that we do is based upon our love of you and wanting to do what's right from our studies. And in that matter, please help us, dear Father, as we go through the following days to do as this article of Noah suggests, and continue studying and realizing all the blessings that you have all around us as we go through life. And even when there is strife, that we can realize that there is good in different places around us. We just have to open our eyes, read your lessons, study, and pray to have these things work for us. Be with those that have been mentioned as sick, and help Alan Jamerson to be able to have a rapid recovery from his foot surgery, and then many others that have problems not always obvious that they have to put up with, that you can help give them courage and strength and healing at your will, and help them to find healing. Through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.